This article will be studied during the week of June 8th through 14th. The God of Truth always fulfills His purpose. Theme text, You have redeemed me, O Jehovah, the God of Truth. Psalm 31:5. Song 8, Jehovah is our refuge. Focus, building our confidence that Jehovah will keep all His promises and that soon the kingdom will put an end to lies and deception.
Paragraph 1, Question. Why can we be confident that we are safe from Satan's wicked lies?
We live in a world dominated by Satan. Lies, deception, and betrayal are commonplace. It can be hard to know whom to trust. Businessmen cheat their competitors. Advertisers mislead consumers about the products they are promoting. And some people have found that they cannot even count on their close friends to keep their word. Yet, how reassuring it is to know that we can always put our trust in Jehovah. He is the God of truth.
Psalm 31, 2-5 reads,
Incline your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Become for me a mountain stronghold, a fortified place to save me. For you are my crag and my stronghold. For the sake of your name, you will lead me and guide me. You will free me from the net that they have secretly laid for me. For you are my fortress. Into your hand I entrust my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Jehovah, the God of truth.
Truth is woven into His personality. It is part of who He is. In everything He says and does, Jehovah is dependable and reliable.
Paragraph 2, Question. What will we discuss in this article?
In this article, we will first discuss some reasons why we can trust in Jehovah with all our heart. Then we will consider how the God of truth will bring an end to the devil's wicked world and what God is doing even now to accomplish His purpose. This discussion will help us to be bold and fearless witnesses of Jehovah. Why we can trust in the God of truth.
Paragraph 3, Question. Why can we have absolute confidence in Jehovah?
We can trust in Jehovah because He is the Creator. He is the Maker of the heavens and the earth and the source of all life. He is also the Sustainer of life. He created the ecosystems that make life on earth possible. He is and will always be in complete control of the universe. So we can confidently entrust our life and our future to our all-wise and all-powerful Creator.
Paragraph 4, Question. How do we know that Jehovah loves us?
We can trust in Jehovah because He loves us. Jehovah created humans because He wanted to share the beautiful gift of life with them. Jehovah stated His purpose with the following words, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Genesis 1:26. He gave us free will. He created a beautiful home just for us. And He blessed our first parents with the exciting assignment to turn that home into a paradise. He put all the riches and resources of the planet at their disposal. Truly, these actions prove that the loyal love of Jehovah is for all eternity. Psalm 103:17.
Paragraph 5, Question A. How did Jehovah keep His word despite the efforts of the devil to destroy the human family? Question B. What are some promises that God has fulfilled?
We can trust in Jehovah because He is always true to His word. Jehovah did not create the earth simply for nothing, but formed it to be inhabited. Isaiah 45:18-19. When Adam and Eve rebelled, they came under the sentence of death. So it might have seemed as if God's purpose were being derailed. But Jehovah is the fulfiller of all that he promises. His purpose to fill the earth with righteous men and women was not affected. That is why Jehovah allowed Adam and Eve to have children. And he provided his only begotten Son as a ransom to save Adam's descendants and to give them the marvelous hope of living forever.
The following is supplementary information. God's record of telling the truth. Consider just some of the promises that Jehovah has fulfilled. He promised Moses that the Israelites would inhabit a land of their own, one flowing with milk and honey. He promised that the Messiah would come and free mankind from the curse of sin and death. He promised that there would be a worldwide preaching work to help people come to know him before the end comes. Can you think of other instances when Jehovah has fulfilled his promises? Returning to the article,
the God of truth fulfills his purpose.
Paragraph 6, question: what did Jehovah foretell after the rebellion in Eden?
The one who incited Adam and Eve to rebel against God was the original serpent, the one called devil and Satan. Revelation 12:9.
The footnote reads, that former angel is not identified by a personal name. He is described only by such terms as devil, or slanderer, and Satan, or resister.
Jehovah pronounced the judgment against him, namely, that he would eventually come to an end. Before that would occur, many would follow Satan and act like him. However, some would stick loyally to Jehovah.
Paragraph 7, question: who follow the devil, and what will be their end?
Those who are following Satan the devil are rebellious angels and humans. Because these oppose or resist God's purpose, they make themselves part of Satan's offspring. But at God's appointed time, Satan and those who follow him will be destroyed.
Paragraph 8, question: what action did Jesus take in 1914?
What evidence gives us confidence that God's purpose to bring an end to Satan and his wicked followers will be fulfilled? In 1914, Jesus started the war against Satan, the devil, and his demons and cast them down to the earth. Although the battle itself took place in heaven, those on earth have certainly felt the effects of that battle. Woe for the earth and for the sea, the Bible says, because the devil has come down to you, having great anger, knowing that he has a short period of time. Revelation 12:12. Since 1914, Satan's attention has been focused on the earth, and as a result, world conditions have gone from bad to worse. Indeed, woe for the earth. Soon, though, Jesus will complete his conquest, and Satan and all his supporters will be removed. Revelation 6:2. Jesus will vindicate Jehovah's name once and for all. Everyone will know that Jehovah is the God of truth.
The picture collage for paragraph 8 shows events taking place on earth since 1914. Satan, as a seven-headed dragon, is hurled down to earth. Armed soldiers lying in wait on the edge of a trench during war. A mushroom cloud from a bomb. A homeless mother sits on the street as she holds her crying child. A soldier aims an assault rifle. A man walks through the rubble of a destroyed town. An industrial factory pumps out polluted air. People wear face masks as they walk through a city. Protesters fight with a group of policemen. The picture caption reads, "Ever since 1914, world conditions have worsened."
The God of truth gathers all lovers of truth.
Paragraph 9, question: whom is Jehovah gathering today?
Meanwhile, Jehovah is gathering all things together in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth. Ephesians 1:10. The things in the heavens refer to the anointed, whom Jehovah has selected to rule with Christ in heaven. The things on the earth refer to those who will live forever in paradise on earth. All these worshipers of Jehovah are actively engaged in exposing Satan's lies and in helping those with honest hearts to come to a knowledge of the truth.
Paragraph 10, question. How is Jehovah freeing people from the lies of false religion?
Jehovah is gathering lovers of truth by means of the greatest witnessing work that the world has ever seen.
Revelation 14, 6 and 7 reads,
And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, and he had everlasting good news to declare to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. He was saying in a loud voice, Fear God and give Him glory, because the hour of judgment by Him has arrived. So worship the One who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the springs of water.
Although Jehovah uses humans to tell others about the good news, the angels are involved in gathering honest-hearted people into the Christian congregation. This witnessing work exposes the lies taught by Babylon the Great, the world empire of false religion, which the devil has used for centuries to spread lies about Jehovah. Soon, all false religions will be completely destroyed, and all who love the God of truth will give Him the glory that He so richly deserves.
Paragraph 11, question. How can we identify Jehovah's true worshipers?
Lovers of truth come from all social, economic, and cultural backgrounds, and from all nations. When they heard the good news, they recognized the ring of truth and gladly joined themselves to Jehovah's people. Mark 13:10. As time goes on, it becomes clearer and clearer who are worshiping God acceptably and who are not. The prophet Malachi foretold, You will again see the distinction between a righteous person and a wicked person, between one serving God and one not serving Him. Malachi 3:18. By their conduct and their preaching work, Jehovah's servants show that they are worshiping the God of truth.
Paragraph 12, question. How does the preaching work help to accomplish Jehovah's purpose?
By preaching the good news of the kingdom, we obey Jesus' command and, at the same time, fulfill prophecy. Matthew 24:14. And as a result of this work, people all over the world are becoming Christ's disciples with the prospect of worshiping the God of truth forever. What an amazing privilege it is to have a share in accomplishing Jehovah's purpose. Look to the future with confidence.
Paragraph 13, question. Who are Satan's special targets and why?
Satan the devil is very angry because he knows that he has a short period of time before his world is destroyed. Revelation 12:12-13. He specifically targets the earthly representatives of God's kingdom, those who observe the commandments of God and have the work of bearing witness concerning Jesus. Revelation 12:17. Anyone who supports them and the work that they are doing is also a target of Satan's attacks.
Paragraph 14, question. What will happen when Satan attacks Jehovah's people?
After the destruction of Babylon the Great, Satan's agents will make an all-out attack against Jehovah's people. That attack will result in the War of Armageddon. Jesus and the heavenly armies will rescue Jehovah's worshipers and will completely destroy all the remaining elements of the devil's world. Gone will be all liars, wicked people, and deceptive schemers. The God of truth and righteousness will truly be vindicated.
The cover picture for paragraph 14 shows Jesus and his heavenly army on white horses, attacking armed soldiers on earth. Jesus aims his bow, and the other angels wield their swords. The picture description and caption read, Jesus and his heavenly army riding into the war of Armageddon to destroy God's enemies. Paragraph 15, question. Why can we look to the future with confidence?
Today, the world is more divided than ever. But with Jehovah's help, his servants remain united. The process of gathering people is already in motion. Nothing can stop Jehovah from blessing his people and the work that they are doing.
Isaiah 65, 16 and 17 reads,
"So that anyone who seeks a blessing for himself in the earth will be blessed by the God of truth. And anyone who swears an oath in the earth will swear by the God of truth. For the former distresses will be forgotten. They will be concealed from my eyes. For look, I am creating new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be called to mind, nor will they come up into the heart."
We look to the future with confidence. The Apostle Paul's words found at Romans 8, 38 and 39 assure us, "Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor governments, nor things now here, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation will be able to separate us from God's love that is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
The picture for paragraph 15 shows parents with their son and daughter joyfully sitting on their porch that overlooks a beautiful, lush valley. A rhinoceros grazes nearby. The picture caption reads, "In the new world, today's problems will not be called to mind." Paragraph 16, question, why do you trust in Jehovah with all your heart?
We have every reason to trust in Jehovah, the God of truth. He is our Creator. He loves us deeply. The great crowd is rapidly expanding as people of all nations are coming to worship Jehovah. We know that He always fulfills His purpose and that He will soon act to end Satan's web of deception and lies. We pray as David did. May Jehovah God be praised, who alone does wonderful things. May His glorious name be praised forever, and may His glory fill the whole earth. Psalm 72, 18 and 19. How would you answer? Why can we trust in the God of truth? How will Jehovah bring an end to the devil's world? And what is he doing now to fulfill his purpose? Why can we look to the future with confidence? Song 2, Jehovah is your name. End of article.